foods and exclusive spirits. More on legrandepicerie.lu.
It's 2 o'clock.
And here is your latest RTL Today news. CTIE Director Patrick Hooch, speaking with RTL this morning, said that Luxembourg's public sector is rapidly digitalising under the Centre de Technologie et l'Information de l'État, managing 350 active projects. He highlighted a 14,000-user internal AI chatbot deployed to boost efficiency. The state partners with European firm Mistral, prioritising data sovereignty by running AI systems within its own data centres. With currently no alternative to the UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has told the new chief, Christian Saunders, Luxembourg will back the group with €30 million under a partnership running until 2027, and has added a further €3 million from the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. The government has unveiled a 7-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch say it offers tax relief for buyers and incentive for investors to boost the supply of rental homes. A new housing bond is planned for early next year, letting people lend money to the state at a fixed rate, tax-free. The state hopes to raise €250 million to invest in affordable housing. International news, the EU has today proposed easing its carbon trading scheme for companies as it unveiled reforms to one of its flagship climate policies under pressure to shore up industry. The overhaul of the two-decade-old emissions trading system has been subject to fierce wrangling between countries, industry and activists over the pace of the bloc's climate push. Pakistan has launched a large-scale crackdown on undocumented residents, demolishing homes and conducting identity checks in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Law enforcement was ordered to arrest Afghan citizens without visas starting on July the 10th. The ongoing operations have forced thousands to flee across the border or hide at home. A mini tornado struck near Lyon yesterday evening, bringing winds of 100 kilometers per hour and widespread damage. One eyewitness described being lifted off the ground and dragged along by the wind, escaping serious injury despite flying debris. Firefighters responded to 150 incidents and two lorries overturned on the A72 motorway. In sports, Australia's Lucas Herbert has equaled a British Open record with a 6-under par 28 on the front nine at Royal Birkdale today to storm into the lead. He began the day at level par, but after birdies at the three opening holes, he picked up more shots at the 5th, 7th and 9th to move ahead of overnight leader Jackson Suber. And football's governing body, FIFA, have said they will assess match reports before deciding if they will take any action over Argentina's players holding up a banner reading "The Falklands are Argentinian," following their 2-1 victory over England. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It has been much cloudier today than it has been over the past few weeks, although there are still some good spells of sunshine throughout. There remains the risk of some heavy storms this afternoon, which should diminish in the evening. Overnight, the weather will become dry with widespread clear spells. Temperature-wise, we are currently at around 24 degrees, and this will rise to about 26.
RTL Today traffic info.
On the N3 between Place de Metz and Place de la Gare, you have a 4-minute delay to your journey. On the CR168 between Chifflange, Esch and Bogart, there's 6 minutes on your journey with a tailback of 1.8 kilometres. You've got 4 minutes on the N3A between the N2 and Pont-Jean-Pierre-Boucle. And on the A3 between Bersham and Livange, there's a 3-minute delay. You've also got 5 minutes on the N4 between Esch-Lalange and Esch-Bogart. 3 speed checks this afternoon, one in Bettenberg on Rue d'Abweiler, one in Heiderscheid on the N15, and one in Oberanven on Rue d'Andathana. You can stay up to date with all the latest traffic by heading to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
The afternoon session with Lucy Genazzini.
RTL, the heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.